Now to lakes. So in the case of our lakes then, the surface layer is called the epilimnion. It will be warmed by solar radiation coming in. Underneath it, the temperature is decreasing, so in the same fashion as the oceans, this is called the thermocline. Sitting at the bottom, instead of the deep layer, we've now got the hypolimnion. In the case of a lake in the summertime, we have the incoming solar radiation substantially warming the upper layers relative to the hypolimnion. When we cool the system down and hit autumn in a temperate sort of climate, then the cool air mass on the top cools the surface water. At a point, the density of the water at the top then becomes higher than the density of the water at the bottom. We've got the warmer water at the bottom. So we get overturned. So the warm water at the bottom spins to the top, the dense cold water at the top spins to the bottom. This is exceedingly important in mixing nutrients inside lakes. Okay, without this, you'd find biology would give up because we would end up with major depletions of nutrients in the bottom. Once we hit an air mass above here, which is lower than 0 degrees, we're forming a plug of ice on top. The ice then behaves as an insulator. So this insulator then, floating on top of liquid water, ensures that no matter how cold it gets up here, we're simply forming a layer at the top, and we have our water sitting underneath it, which is typically then around that 4 degrees C mark, which is our maximum density for water. Some other terminology often applicable to lakes are oligotrophic lakes. These ones then are limited in terms of nutrients, and the algae, really the photosynthetic organisms that drive a lot of productivity in lake systems, these guys are limited when there's insufficient nutrients, whereas a eutrophic lake has got excess nutrients floating around, we'll get excessive biological productivity. So around here, up at Lake Tinaroo, there were eutrophic conditions there for a while. There were some of the agricultural industries, and there was a sewage plant that were ending up with some effluent getting into that lake, and so it wasn't in a good condition, but things have improved. They've cleaned up, they've put a brand new sewage system in there a few years back, and the piggeries and things like that were depositing stuff into waterways that got into the lake, they've been brought under control a little.